Kelly, setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in, although I'm not sure if this actually fully qualifies.
Well, there's always that person on your block or in your neighborhood who keeps their holiday decorations up a little too long, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this one actually has a name, Phil, and a Facebook page now, so really, can it be a setting the bar story?
Not sure.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without erecting a 10-foot werewolf in your front yard...
Oh.
Prompting a letter from the city to take it down, then you're doing okay.
Okay. So maybe one of the neighbors not happy with the 10-foot werewolf we call Phil.
So Mary, she got it as a Halloween decoration last year. Now, here's the thing. Kind of loved it and almost became a mascot for her. She even says...
I kind of look at it as a security thing. Who wants to break into a house with a 9.5-foot werewolf sitting outside it? I mean,
true.
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a valid point.
I know I wouldn't.
That's right.
And so here's the thing. She doesn't just keep him adorned in Halloween scary attire, even though it's a werewolf and it does look scary anyways. She dresses it up into different outfits. So like right now... It's got a very Americana sort of look to it with...
Oh, for the 4th of July.
American yeah. flags and all sorts of things like that. But
that's fun. He's festive.
She's named it Phil. It has its own Facebook page. Over 2,000 people follow it.
Yes.
Most of the neighbors in her neighborhood are fine with Phil the werewolf. However, there is at least one person who anonymously...
always that one.
...sent the letter to the city to have her take it down.
But I don't think the city is real keen on, like, actually enforcing it. They're kind of like, all right, well, fine. We'll send her a letter. But that's about as much as we're doing. So I think Phil's going to get to live wherever he wants.
So.
That's a good news.
Again, this is.
Feel good.
This is, okay, I guess it's feel good.
I think we just flipped it to a feel good.
But,
Phil is hanging out in the neighborhood.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, I guess keeping up your Halloween decorations for 12 months out of the year. I don't know. Well, is that what we're saying?
Well, listen, I think he is celebrating all the seasons and holidays.
Is
that you know what? How fun is it going to be? I bet he holds an Easter basket for Easter.
Is
I bet
that any different than having an evergreen tree or a Christmas tree sort of up year round and then decorating that?
I don't think it's different at all.
And putting different things in it?